some thoughts on what you might write in terms of an essay about progressivism. Of course, big picture is this idea that the progressives believe that there are a number of problems that have been brought on in this age of industrialization that can be improved upon through government intervention and through government regulation. Obviously, the primary issues that we've talked about, the factory conditions, child labor, all of those things that are so much a part and parcel of the industrial age, living conditions in the cities that we've talked so much about and the group presented about in your classes, political corruption that was around at that particular time, power of big business and monopolies and trusts that dominated industries and the issues that came with that. The progressives believe that this system of capitalism and the laissez-faire completely hands-off capitalism that largely exists at this particular time. Capitalism is the best means by which, in their beliefs, that an economy should be organized, but there's need for government to get involved, to regulate, to restrict, to intervene in certain areas that, you know, we think of today as pretty obvious and really not all that groundbreaking. But at that particular time, because government was so insignificant in people's lives, these were viewed as, you know, kind of progressive ideas. As an introduction, you might, you know, either kind of talk about those societal problems. You might give some props to the populists in an introduction, talking about how they were the kind of forerunners of progressivism. A lot of the ideas were a part of a populist party platform in the late 1800s, 1890s in particular, and how they were just kind of a little bit ahead of their time, perhaps, and it's not until, you know, the mid-decade of the 1900s, the aughts, that when Roosevelt is president, that a lot of these things will begin to see the light of day. And there are the progressive presidents again, Wilson, Taft, and Roosevelt, that you might give some mention to. But again, a lot of this movement starts from, you know, everyday citizens. Again, mostly city dwellers, mostly middle class, and maybe some lower upper class people who begin to, you know, want attention called to and things done to improve a lot of the societal problems they see brought on by the Industrial Revolution. And again, through government intervention, they believe the system can be improved upon. They don't want to blow it up like the socialists do. They believe that capitalism is the best approach. In any discussion of progressivism, there should be some, you know, talk of the kinds of things that they achieved, and the John Green Crash Course has some good discussion on that. He goes heavily into the prohibition. We'll actually talk more about prohibition when we talk about the Roaring 1920s. Maybe a little mention of it's fine. I don't know that I would emphasize it as much as he does. You should certainly discuss the limits of progressivism, the groups of people who were not included. Again, this is mostly a city-dwelling, urban movement, and most of the issues, therefore, are related to the cities and problems brought on by urbanization, and certainly some discussion of the muckrakers and maybe some mention of a couple names would be appropriate for their role in terms of, again, ginning up interest and not allowing issues to, you know, not be revealed to the general public was vital in bringing about the progressive movement. So there's some thoughts for you about how you might write and formulate an essay on progressivism with a, you know, some backstory about the industrial age and the issues that brought it on, that were brought on by it, and maybe give the populace a little bit of love in your introductory paragraph.